Some other news now. President Biden put on an apron this weekend to serve an early Thanksgiving dinner to a group of service members and their families. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez traveled with the president to Virginia for a gathering they called Friendsgiving.
There are about 400 people sitting in a hangar at the Norfolk Naval Station. Military service is keeping them far from their families this year. It's something that the president and the first lady, Jill Biden, say they can relate to.
When our son Beau was deployed, we saw how much his children missed their daddy. And I know how many in this room are living with an empty chair at your table right now.
President Biden served mashed potatoes while Jill Biden dished out sweet potato casserole to go with the bourbon brine turkey. The president asked about their hometowns and thanked them for their service.
And it's important to keep in mind, 1% of you, that's all, that protects the 99% of us, 1%. And the sacrifices you make, not just those who are in uniform, but those who are not in uniform.
Petty Officer James Kilbane was surprised to see the president so engaged.
For me, it means a lot because it shows that he actually genuinely cares about what's going on with the people that are involved in this whole entire thing.
Lily Bauer brought her 3-year-old son, Torben. Her husband is a mechanic aboard the USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier. She thinks he'll miss Christmas, too.
This will be the first Christmas that he hasn't been home for. My son is 3, so they've always been able to somehow make it before Christmas, and this year not so much, so it's a struggle.
She says it helps to be with other families who understand what it's like to be without a loved one for the holidays.
It's just nice to get with other people that are having a hard time.
And her son really likes the bouncy house.
I liked it.
Yeah? Was it fun?
Yeah.
Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Norfolk, Virginia.